Blog Talk Radio.
MCMI Radio, what's good? GMS, broadcasting from Brooklyn, New York. Represent MCMIReport.com. We have a special guest, Substantial, with us this week. He's going to be talking about his new supergroup that he just formed called Phenom, along with a couple of other dope artists. We're going to get into all the details. But they're making noise with two new singles that they put out, Chufu, J-Cast, and Substantial Phenom. We're also going to be playing you a lot of new music, and we're going to try to get a check-in from PH. I'm not sure if he's en route and is not able to call in, but we're trying to call in to him. He's in Canada preparing for the KOTD, that's King of the Dot title championship, which in their case, they have a chain. And the winner of this upcoming battle will either be the new King of the Dot, if it's PH, or it's his contestant will be the reigning championship. So we're going to try to get him on the phone. Let me see if Substantial is good to go on the line. 1-2-1-2. Substantial, what's good?
Yes, sir. Peace. What's going on, brother?
How's it going, man? Where are we speaking to you from?
I'm actually in Baltimore, Maryland right now. Just, with the family, doing my thing. Yeah,
man. No doubt. That's cool. Yeah, so last couple times we spoke, at least on the MCMIReport.com, on the blogs, we had your Japan tour we were talking about.
Right.
We had the Bop Alloy project with Marcus, right? And a lot of interesting stuff in the past couple of years. It's like one new story after another. First, you had a slight cancer scare. Thank goodness that was benign, removed, done. You're all good, right?
Yes, indeed.
Then we had the infamous removal of the dreadlocks. How long did you have dreads before you cut them? Because your dreads were long.
Yeah, man.
How long were you growing them? Like
13 years. 13 years.
So, how does it feel now? How long have you now had the short haircut?
I've been without the locks for 6 months now. Yeah.
Wow, not even a year.
Not even a year. No.
As you know, I let my mane go about 3 years ago.
Right.
I
remember, man.
I had long hair for 15-20 years, like since I was in high school. I had long hair. So,
no doubt.
How's it feel, though? How's it feel?
Oh, man, it feels good, man. It took, it definitely took some getting used to, it's been great, man. It's funny just kind of watching how things happened around me, man, because it seemed as though, like, after I cut it, just, like, all of these things that kind of were closed off to me or these opportunities I hadn't been getting before just all of a sudden just started falling out of the sky, man. Just everything started kind of happening at once, like the floodgates were open. So it's been real interesting.
Crazy.
It's definitely been interesting.
I mean, is it because of the hair, or is it because you're that damn good? That's the question.
I think it's a half and half type of thing. It's definitely interesting to see how certain people react to you without it. When I say people, I'm mainly talking about those who didn't know me prior.
Right.
But, like, you can kind of see definitely it, you notice those things, but then the flip side of it is, it's definitely, like, with the youth and other people you might come across or whatever, it's like the whole corporate thing, the more corporate look or whatever, the more clear-cut look takes some kind of... getting used to for some of them.
I did notice you're wearing, you know, a sport jacket and tie in a lot of your covers and your new photos with the group. But
But
you were a sport jacket wearing motherfucker for the longest, man.
Yeah,
you know how to rock
much.
A sport jacket.
It's, thank you, sir.
But,
I appreciate it.
I guess the dreads and the short Caesar or what you got now. It does change the look a lot, though. Whenever you reinvent yourself, you're going to attract attention. Oh, what's going on? You know, substantial changes haircut. I guess that's good. People are looking at you or they're following you. They notice. You know what I mean? I cut my hair. Nobody noticed. You know what I mean? Hey, GMS,
I noticed,
too?
G. I noticed.
Oh, you're a good guy. So I'm going to rock one of your solo joints off of the album Sacrifice. Called That
Nice.
Damn Good, so that listeners who are new to you can get a little sense of your solo material. Just hear some of the rhymes. And we're going to come back and talk about your new venture with the new group Phenom. So this is That Damn Good on MCMI Radio with Substantial in the house.
Yes, sir.
I wake up with the brush of my busting teeth. They wanted these lucky luxuries. Never wake up whenever it comforts me. Sit down on the train on the dusty seat. Into the city where they hustle cheap. Just to eat the most supple meat. Why pay for the cow when it comes for free? I'ma see the world so my first son can see. My father door but never touch the key. To get tricked by Slick Mike Huckabee. I'ma always now seem it dumb to me. But you'd have probably done the same when you were young as me. I'm taking every shot to the buzzer beast. And touching every grease till I stuff my cleats. Been nice since I was a dungaree. So when it's all said and done, I'ma fucking with a little army man, until I really learned what an army meant. Got bands and uniform guardians, and they all got family to law prevent. I don't want to hear another word from Barack till he turns up the clock and brings them home. They need him over here where the people don't fear the next moment something explodes, and we still torturing. Damn, it feels fraudulent to lie that we more righteous than the people that we war against. The audience is partying with all the best intoxicants as they fellow humans smell the fumes of dead and rotten.
And we
and hope and ease my eyes to find that no one seems to care about the slowly creeping oats and see that's growing deeper. Oh, you just be hating so, cause they too cold like the H2O where the glaciers flow. Wait, where the glaciers go? Never mind, your brain's too slow. If I'm not believing what you talk to stop the heathens. And really, if it's karma, why the daily Gandhi bleeding? I ain't trapped within the lines of any kind of bomb you're reading. This is my life and I'ma live it like I've always written.
Of a just society is where that every person, every little small child should have the same chance to reach their full potential. To me, that's the American dream. That's the goodness of our country. But we have still a fairly long ways to go for our country to really live up to that promise. If we're
Yeah, we're back. That was not Substantial's record, That Damn Good. I believe that was Soul Con, something off of his. And, files got switched around here in the studio. It says it's That Damn Good, but when I press play, it's Soul Con, which is okay because it's a pretty dope song. While I'm re-looking for and loading up That Damn Good, we're going to check out something new from Mozzie of Soul Purpose. This is supposed to be Concrete Waves featuring Vicky Green, and we will see if that's what comes out in a few seconds as I play the joint. MCMI Radio will be back talking more with Substantial.
Shmeel.
certain things you can't bypass. Check, you can pay tuition, but you can't buy class. In a school of hard knocks, rocking blue red flags. Neutral ways of moving help protect my stash. Criminology, methodology, general electives. The greatest crime is that of one never detected. Under noses, making money and moves. Why I snooze, snoring. Nothing in this business reassuring. So I pay attention to the shit that y'all ignoring. If I don't challenge myself daily, then life is boring. Potions in my thermos, set of my head straight purpose. So I can further furnish all my thoughts and heat the furnace. Be the merchant with the purpose. Offer service through these circuits. Of the speaker and a microphone, listen, support, and purchase. I remember when I barely had an Abe Lincoln. The streets is like to see if your head ain't above your sleep. Concrete days will give you concrete graves. If you're swimming with the sharks, watch for concrete waves.
No kind of bills pending. High rolling, holding, homie, I'm big spending. Strike begins when the record spins, and it ends in the ashtray. Getting cash the fast way. If in the hustle brings trouble with the cash play, don't shit where you sleep, it's where your ass lay. Bringing the records full fledged, I'm on the edge. Weapons up, you could say my tools in the shed. Running these beats like streets to a nomad. Hit of the heat, I'll make your freshest rapper go bad. I'm off that Dutch guts, bucks, all that real stuff. I'm real tough, huh, beats to get your real chuck. I'm pure luck and some bad punks. The kind yak you're sipping in a cup will have your ass gassed up. Liquid fly, make bums think they that dry. Nice try, on the far side, I passed by.
So I don't come near like a chicken or a deer. But I remember I'm not a listener or a seer. So my windshield smear. Here you stare, I really shouldn't be behind this. Clearly cause my blindness. The windshield is minstrel. The whole blitter's roadkill. So trilling, so sincere. Yeah, I'm both them there. To both pills when the bloke in the trench coat and the lokes in the cheer had approached him here. Made it clear as a ghost. So a biter of the dopes in the mirror. The writer of the quotes for the ghost. Who supplier of the notes to the living. Rivets in his rose that pockets full of posies. Given to the mother of the deceased. Awaken that wall till I'm resting in peace.
You going over niggas' heads, Lou. Hey. They telling me that they don't feel you. Hey. We ain't graduate from school, nigga. Hey. Them big words ain't cool, nigga. Hey. Yeah, I heard me and bitch, nigga. Hey. Niggas on for the bitches, nigga. Hey. We don't care about the weather, nigga. Hey. You'll sell more records if you.
And I'm mouthless, which means I'm soundless. Now as far as the hearing, I found it. It was as far as the distance from an earring to the ground is. But the door knockers on the ear of a stewardess in a leer. She fine and she flying, I feel I'm flying by. Cause my mind's on cloud nine and in the mind at the same time. Pimp see the wings on an underground king, who's also Klingon. To infinity and beyond. Something really stinks, but I spinks like Leon. Or lying in the desert, I'm flying on Pegasus, you flying on a pheasant. Writer of the white powder, picker of the fire flower, spit hot fire like dialing on Chappelle's skit. Yeah, smell it on my unicorn.
Hey.
Snort the white horse, but toot my own horn.
Hey. You done shedding too much light, Lou.
Hey.
You're making them wanna do right, Lou.
Hey.
They're getting self-esteem, Lou.
Hey.
These girls are trying to be queens, Lou.
Hey.
They're trying to graduate from school, Lou.
Hey.
They're starting to think that smart is cool, Lou.
Hey.
They're trying to get about the hood, Lou.
Hey.
I'll tell you what you should do.
Hey. And I'm brainless, which means I'm headless. Like Ichabod Crane is. Or foreplay less sexist, which makes me stainless. With no neck left to hang a chain with, which makes me neckless, less like a necklace, death. And I ain't used my headrest yet. They said they need proof like a vest, less chest. About the best fair FF jet in the nest. Full exudes confidence and excess depth. Even scuba Steve will find it hard to breathe around these leaves. My snorkel is a tuba, luda, ruler around these seas. West side Poseidon, west side Poseidon. Chest high and rising, almost touching the knees. The stewardess and the pilot, lucky they make you fly with personal floating devices. You're falling out of my sleeves. They be blank, make your brain, make a boat. I make a plane, then I pull the plug and I make it drain,
hey.
Until I feel like blowing and filling it up again.
Hey,
what's up?
You're putting me to sleep, nigga. Hey, that's why you ain't popping in the streets, nigga.
Hey,
you ain't winning no awards, nigga.
Hey,
robots and skateboards, nigga.
Hey,
GQ man of the year, G.
Hey,
shit ain't rocking over here, B.
Hey,
won't you talk about your car, nigga?
Hey,
and what the fuck is Go Yard, nigga?
Hey,
make it rain for the chicks.
Hey,
pour champagne on the bitch.
Hey,
what the fuck is wrong with you?
Hey,
how can I get on the song with you?
Hey,
look, B, here's my man, my two ways.
Hey,
what's out here? Take this.
Hey,
that right there. Fuck my boy talking about, nigga.
Hey,
nigga, you hot for me. I like you.
Hey,
G, they told me I should come down, cousin, but I flatly refuse.
I ain't dumb down, no.
Yo, some bad shit, even your ad-libs with bad kids. No way in hell you gon' pack loot like Mad Libs. Damn, your crew will ban the Jews like Dad did. Did I do that shit?
That damn good.
It's your friendly neighborhood, fuck you, I'm Prime Letterman. Bound to make more talks and less than David Letterman. Meanwhile, in a hot church, you couldn't get a fan. Me lose never, man.
That damn good.
We got fly women at the showcase. Why that chick on your arms better off with no face? Not even you're lucky to see fourth place. I stay doing four days. I'm
that damn good.
Can't stand good. Smack you out your South Pole. Keep it up. Get your mouth stole. Think you're out cold. Damn right. I'm trying to make the name household. Level who I fold. I'm
that damn good.
She'll be clinging to you, but I really don't mind. It don't seem that she do either. Could be that I'm
that damn good.
Huh. Or son, it's the swagger, and that I lay tight like a damn plumbing master. She ran away from you, I hope she running after. This cunning bastard is
that damn good.
And she can bear witness to that. Knew from how she said that the kid when he rapped. Gone for 5 minutes and she missing a cat. Guess she didn't attack cause I'm
that damn good.
Or maybe your stick and it's lame, and that's the real reason that you're missing a dame. Now you own jacking off till your dick is in pain. All cause I'm spitting flames. Am I
that damn good?
I guess so. I rip and I tear through the kick and the snare like the biggest of bears. Cause I'm
that damn good.
Yo, this grizzly get dizzy. Why you all handle balls like Doug Christie? Use a sap cane, snoop your gap thing when I do the damn thing. Cause I'm
that damn good.
Yo, I'm a renaissance man. If they ever broke the mold, probably did it on stand. If you plan to go to war, keep spitters on standby. Can't lie, man, I'm
that damn good.
Full-blown A shit, not to be played with. Competition love it so much they have to hate it. Frustrated, like handless thieves, they can't take it. Real skills, you can't take it. I am
that damn good.
Yo, it's your boy DJ Enough, Big Spanish, and you're checking out Brooklyn's finest
GMS.
MCMIReport.com.
MCMI Radio, we're back with Substantial live on the air. It was good. So I just want to clear something up. That other song that we played by accident that was labeled that thing, but it was actually a dope new cut by SoulCon. It's called Wellstone, featuring, I don't know how to say this name because I've never heard it, but it looked like Aki Mermis on the chorus, the singing. And now we just heard, we heard Lupe Fiasco, Dumb It Down, and now we just heard That Damn Good by Substantial off of his album called Sacrifice. So far, so good, yes?
Cool. Yes, indeed.
So we have Substantial live on the air with us today, and we're going to talk to him about his music and his career, you know. But before we get into the new stuff that's jumping off, that was your solo. Was that your solo debut? Did you have an EP before that?
No, that
solo?
Was
I know you had the E-Fam album, but is there?
Right, that was my Sacrifice was my second solo album.
I remember now. Sacrifice was your first United States official release.
Right.
Album because you had a Japan album, right?
Right, because I was signed with Hot Out Production first,
okay.
Where I put my album To This Union, The Son Was Born, and then I signed with Q&5 to put out Sacrifice, which came out in 08. Yeah.
Shout out to QN5.com.
Yes, indeed.
Go check out that label. Cool. So, and then in between that, didn't you have the E-Fam? Was that like right in the middle of those two projects?
Yeah, the E-Fam.
Explain
album
for people explain what E-Fam is and what Extended Fam means. What is it? Who's in it?
Right. So Extended Fam is myself, Tone Deaf, Pac FM, and Session. We put out a joint effort called Happy Fuck You Songs back in, I want to say, 2002, if I'm not mistaken, 2002, 2003, something like that. And,
right.
Which definitely, you know, helped all our careers in terms of getting more burn stateside.
Critically acclaimed, yeah.
A lot of critical acclaim for that record. I recall a website actually dubbing us the new Far Side, you know. So without us all, that was a big compliment. I know Tony
I'll
and I,
take it.
You know, we were talking about that one time. Like, yeah, that's pretty awesome. So, you know. I mean, that project definitely was a major turning point in all our careers, you know, helping us get more burned.
There's some classic songs on there I want to mention for the listeners. If you want to do your research, you got to check out songs like Selly, what else is crazy,
right.
Like Line Drop. These are innovative things. Selly, everyone is on their cell phone talking to each other and cutting each other off and hanging up and calling. It's a crazy song. It's never been done before. It's hilarious. Got to check that out. Line drop,
guys
start rhyming slow, and then the beat gradually speeds up. I don't think that's still ever, I mean, there was the MF Doom and De La joint that sometimes sped up a little and slowed down a little.
Right.
But you know that joint. But this song just steadily increased, and they had to rap faster and faster and faster, and the beat was really dope. Did Tone Deaf produce that one? I don't remember.
Yeah, Tone produced Line Drop. Yep.
Shout out to Tone Deaf. Anyway, you guys got to go check it out. Happy Fuck You Songs, E-Fam. It's only available digitally. The physical CD copies on eBay for something like $250.
Yeah, I've seen it.
That's
like
how
the lowest I've seen it for was like $70.
Yeah. Yeah, this is, and because the packaging is really dope, and people really want to hold this CD in their hands, you know? But I remember there was one song that you had prior to hooking up and forming E-Fam called FYIRB.
Right.
And you guys did a remix version with the whole crew on the Happy Fuck You Songs album. And I think I want to play that for the people, just that one song, and then I pretty much think they understand E-Fam. And then we're going to move on forward. We'll start talking about some newer stuff. So let's check this out. It's FYIRB stands for?
Fuck you, I rhyme better.
Fuck you, I rhyme better. I rhyme better. All right, check it out, MCMI Radio. We'll be back with Substantial.
I woke up one day. Some bullshit was on the radio. I was like, what the fuck is this crap? Oh, God, what the fuck is this crap? You know, and I was like, yeah, this guy makes a lot more money than me. You know, But then I was like, fuck that, man. You know, and fuck you. I rhyme better. You know what I'm saying? So this is for all them MCs out there who feel the same way.
Yo, the flows you all say shows you are gay. Put holes in your body and play flute when I blow you away. You know you a play, dude still think he king. But your chick wrapped around my finger like pinky ring. Doing kinky things, turning her inside out. I doubt you can last long enough to try out. That's how I'm laying chicks, your lady'll get it. Cause your rhymes are like radio edits, you ain't saying shit. You
playing with a dude, rhyming hot, thumping on you fools. Only time I flop is jumping in a pool with my arms open. Trom smoking the hash blazer. You dudes be all on our sacks like jazz players. But fuck you, I rhyme better. Best design sweaters and your dimes get her as soon as I met her. Session aligned letters to cause damages. Turn where you from into a city of angels like Los Angeles. I don't waste time kicking rhymes about cheddar. All I gotta say is fuck you, I rhyme better. I ain't got no gators and I can't afford a leather. All I gotta say is fuck you, I rhyme better. I bet you think those little racks you kicking is clever. All I gotta say is fuck you, I rhyme better. While you pushing a Lex, we rolling escorts and jetters. All I gotta say is fuck you, I rhyme better.
Cake niggas to professional podcatchers. High action, cause I'm apt to put in more leg work than a thigh master. Finally figured out you could die faster. I number your days, but I'd rather leather them instead. And then alphabetize backwards, flabbergasted, I would send these rhymes past you. You're the MVP of the National Fuck Up League, and everyone in your squad's a linebacker. I'm trapped behind a pad of fence. I'm that intense when all I see is skillless rappers fucking models with no fashion sense. Braggots get caught out there with pop flies, thinking you getting pussy, then your cat's ass whistles when it walks by. Looking to spot an embarrassing weakness, but you inherited sweetness, son. They called you cross-dressing father of Tootsie Pop. Son, I'm sunning you, son, and whatnot. How does the son, avoiding our baby mama drama with sunblock. You stood at the bus stop with a Barbie lunchbox, and now you invented the remix. Well, I invented the cum shot. I don't waste time kicking rhymes about cheddar. All I gotta say is fuck you, I rhyme better. I ain't got no gators and I can't afford a leather. All I gotta say is fuck you, I rhyme better. I bet you think them little raps that you kicking is clever. All I gotta say is fuck you, I rhyme better. You pushing a Lex, we rolling escorts and cheddar. All I gotta say is fuck you, I rhyme better.
Yeah, I got cheddar, but I ain't gotta rap about it. I just knock a rapper out with rhymes of shocking like an open outlet. Fuck who got the doper outfit, snatch you out of your surroundings. We can battle for a thousand, what the fuck you know about this? Rhyme better, good or best is greatest with the newest, precious latest. Who can you impress with gators? Tim's are used for stomping craters and deceptive haters. Lex has been the escalators, got you thinking you a player like the Giants, Jets and Raiders. You a spectator, I got left the left to say the cast who gasps about the latest fashion trends. They'll be the first to lose, the last to win. And if you didn't know, the name is Pack of Them. Don't cross the line if you expect to shine, you can't come close to mine.
I came here to whip ass and chew bubble gum, and I'm all out of bubblicious. So y'all in trouble, snitches, right. For y'all a bunch of stitches, till y'all get dumped in ditches. Hey, now man, there's no tomorrow, cock smokers and yanara. So hot, make hell flames feel lukewarm. Running alive, the silly bastard that put you on. That's like asking a virgin to do porn. You should be shot, stabbed, pissed, and boo-booed on. Man, I write hooks better than your last three songs. My vibes is ghetto ass fat, you got a baggy thong. Line miles, I shut them up, you wanna ride, buckle up. Bitch, back your shit, back the West Bubble Fuck. I write you an ill verse, then you still fuck it up. Son, I heard asthmatics with more breath control. Could care less if you're platter, if your record's gold. In the battle, better pray God protect your soul. Cause when I bust your shit, best believe it's undeniable. This rap impact will leave a tank undrivable. Substantial, aka the window maker, lady middle breaker, faithfully. You haters better take a knee. If your crew was in the house, then soon we'll be in vacancy. Kick your man packing and hiding like Ben Latin. I've been lacking. Fuck y'all, we've been dope, but you were born as you came out the womb, been
over. MC on my radio.
Fuck you, I rhyme better. I ain't got no gators, but finally got the leather. The all I gotta say, fuck you, I rhyme better.
D-Fan.
Little rat, you kicking in clever. All we gotta say is fuck you, I rhyme better. Why you pushing a Lex? We rolling escorts and jetters. All we gotta say is fuck you, I rhyme better.
I rhyme better.
Fuck you.
Yo, Stan, I rhyme better.
Yeah,
yo,
man.
That song gets so much crowd participation. And
yeah,
Pac
man.
FM, who's on the song, shout out to him. He
yes,
explained
indeed.
To me one time about hooks and show participation, audience participation. He
right.
was like, people love to curse. If you have a call and response,
yeah.
even if it's not the hook of the song, just make one up, you know?
Right.
So that's why sometimes he says, tells the audience, say, fuck you, Pac FM, or whatever, because people just like saying that shit. So you guys had a chorus that says, fuck you, that's the beginning of the chorus, you know, the middle of the
right.
chorus. So the crowd goes eight. They love it.
Yes, indeed.
And I guess they sometimes when, at least in New York, I'm sure this is not on the road, in New York when you do a hip-hop show. It's a lot of MCs and underground heads and audience. So everyone actually is an MC. So they're all like, yeah,
right.
You are around better.
Right.
That's the genius.
They actually mean it. They're not really singing along with us.
They're like, nah, dude, I'm not supporting you on your hook. Fuck you, motherfucker.
Right. Like, nah, I do like this song. Yes, fuck you, I rhyme better. Yes.
It's perfect because people could show love or hate. Either way, they're going to be shouting your joint. So
everyone's happy. The haters and the fans alike are all satisfied.
Word. So we're in the studio with Substantial on MCMI Radio this week, and we played some of the solo joints. That was off the EFAM project. EFAM stands for Extended Fam. That's Substantial, Tone Deaf, Pac-FM, and Session. And that's on Q5 Music. Now, you have another project that came out since then that was another collaboration with a producer, and it wasn't on Q5 Music. Why don't you tell us a little something about that?
Yeah, so Bob Alloy, which is myself and my partner, Marcus D, who handles all that production. He's based out of Seattle, Washington. That came together back in 2007. Marcus D reached out to me on MySpace back when that was still popular. And basically was trying to collab for his debut album. And so, I mean, he was a young guy at the time, man, like maybe 16 or 17 when he first reached out to me. And and we agreed to do the joint. After hearing how that and another song that we did two records on his first album, Enjoy Yourself and Revival of the Fittest, which featured two other MCs. And after hearing it, I just played it to my connects or whatever who I worked with in Japan. And basically was like, look, dude, his stuff, you know, was kind of reminiscent of some of the stuff I did on my first project with Nujabes. And so I was like, man, you know, but it's a little different. It's not exactly the same, but a similar vibe. I was like, man, if we did a full project together, I got a good feeling that it, you know, it'd be really successful. So they bought in to it, man, and then we just got recording, banged out the first project, and we put out the album ourselves, here in the States, but then landed a deal for it, licensed it to a label in Japan called Elevation. And so, it's just one of those kind of like a cult classic type of thing where we just have, like, you know, a small following, but they are, like, extremely supportive. So, you know, like, it's been going really well, man.
How would you describe the style of the Bop Alloy project? Because you could have called it Substantial, and it happened to be produced by this guy, Marcus D, but you felt like it's like a group, and you formed it, you know, like a lot of groups do, like Gnarls Barkley, you know, where it's a producer and an MC or a DJ and MC. You know, you made the name Bop Alloy. You got some really interesting cover art and visuals that go with that. How would you describe the sound of this, of Bop Alloy, different compared to, you know, Substantial Solo or EFAM? You know, what's the Bop Alloy sound?
Right. Well, you know, all throughout my career, you know, jazz has kind of always been an influential part of, like, the music I make. And also, like, some of my most notable songs, you know, oftentimes samples jazz. So, you know, like, basically this project, it's like that was the objective. Like, this is the vibe we're going for. Even if it's not necessarily sampling jazz, it's going to have that same cool feel, man, just really capturing that vibe. And not for nothing, like, with me, as much as I love my hardcore hip-hop or, like, my high-energy music, the stuff that tends to get played the most for me are the records that tend to be a lot more laid back. Because I can play that, you know, I don't have to be hyped to play it. I can just, like, I can come home for, like, having dinner with family or something, or kick it, throw it on. I'm working on something or whatever. In the crib, I throw it on in the background. You know what I mean? Like, it's just that type of music, man, that you throw on, like for all of those occasions, a little get-together. You know, hey, mom,
like a feel good vibe type thing.
Yeah, man.
Word, you can't play Fuck You, I Rhyme Better when mom's in the whip.
Oh, man. So, you know, so it was one of those type of things, man. And then it just, it's just, and not for nothing, man, you know, the longer you do this and stuff, you want to, you know, you come to grips with the fact that, man, look, I gotta make timeless music. I can't just make stuff that, you know, this is the trend right now or whatever. This is what's popping right now.
But for me and my friends,
yeah, man. And it's like, you know, I'm trying to make stuff that's going to, I mean, the music's going to outlive us regardless, but I'm trying to have people, like, playing this stuff for the rest of their lives, man. You know what I mean? So,
I feel that. So let's play one of these joints.
Definitely.
And I'm going to use that as a perfect segue. This is called Another Day in the Life. Why don't you explain a little bit who's on it, who, you know.
Right. So Another Day in the Life, obviously produced by Marcus D, features Sightstar from Sign, and also Mr. SOS, formerly of Cunning Linguist and Q&5. Yeah, man, it's a dope record, which is actually a sequel to to Day in the Life, which was another one of the collabs that Marcus and I did for Bob Alloy.
This is Another Day in the Life.
So
this is Bob Alloy, Substantial for Marcus D, Another Day in the Life on MCMI Radio. We'll be back in a few minutes and we'll talk more with Substantial.
So beautiful, we had to do it again.
Trying to beat up a little bit.
Substantial, Sightstar, SOS, we gon' do it right, y'all. Mark C, drop the beat like, what up, let's go, come on.
Just another day in the life, just another word in the mic, just another bar on the beat, just another grind in the street, come on, take a ride with me, move along now. Just another moment in time, just another flow in the rhyme, just another song I wrote. Try to make better today than what I seen in the past. And since whatever you believe to be true, you attract. I sleep just so I can dream and make it true on my path. Cause knowing is half the battle, the other half is ammo. But put your guns away, I got a stronger weapon that never runs out of ammunition. So I'm ready for war. It's been said before, but I'm saying it once more. My thoughts are heavy, so of course the music is. Trunks rattle or blast knowledge instead of stupid shit. Remembering the truth is said, freedom, so we shoot for it then. We do it again and again. Cause just another day in the life. Just another word in the mic, just another bar on the beat, just another grind in the street, come on, take a ride with me, move along, man. Just another moment in time, just another flow in the rhyme, just another song I wrote, just another kind of dope, come on, get in line, let's go, move along,
my
man.
My feet to the window, gritty, grimy sound as the wind blows, words form meaning, but the truth isn't simple, cause talk ain't cheap, and my life is endless, writing ditches, just call me Christ the Prentice. Phoenix out of the ashes, speak true flame, supernova, no matches. New era caches, claim my speech caster, masters off guard. I am the blue tron, my life cycle song. So come crash along to the finish sentence. Is this last word strong? Hello, new world, give birth, remain true to thine self, cause who else will understand you? And when you realize, your eyes will show love, and your mannerisms will glisten, will shine like cuz. Substantial anthem, wordplay handsome, sight star forever.
Just another day in the life, just another word in the mic, just another bar on the beat, just another grind in the street, come on, take a ride with me, move along, man. Just another moment in time, just another flow in the rhyme, just another song I wrote, just another kind of dope, come on, get in line, let's go, move along, man.
Just another day, another rhyme, just another way for me to fly, my way amidst the fog that make me blind, and luckily I'm capable to shine, my life to take the cape off people. That's right, cause everything I'm saying I be backing. I don't just say shit for reaction, but I put in the plan into action. You can put your money where my mouth at. Funds help fuel a revolution, and without that it isn't possible. But it's hella challenging, they say they put in work. Well, it's time to get the management. I do a better job, cause to me it's a passion. Do it for myself, but still me get satisfaction. Sightstar, SOS, Mark and C, my sister Steph. And I refuse to hit you with music that isn't fresh. Give you the basics while taking it places that it isn't yet. Hip hop for your soul, and our goal is to give it depth.
Just another day in the life, just another word in the mic, just another bar on the beat, just another grind in the street, come on, take a ride with me,
move along, man.
Just another moment in time, just another flow in the
CMI Radio. We're back with Substantial.
Yeah.
That was a cutoff his collabo with Bop Alloy, which is Substantial and Marcus D, Another Day in the Life. I think we've basically brought everyone up to speed. Listen, folks, there is tons more Substantial music. He's got two solo albums, the whole EFAM album, a Bop Alloy album. So we only have a 1 hour show, but trust me,
right.
If you like what you hear today, what's your website so that they can go check out more info on music?
Yeah,
Substantial website.
Yes, indeed. Check out substantial-music.com, or they can check my blog, which gets updated a couple times a week, substantialmusic.wordpress.com.
All right. Give you guys a second to write that down. That's substantial-music, right? And for the nerds out there, it's not the word hyphen. I know you can spell. It's an actual dash.
Right.
But it's not an underscore. It's substantial-music.com. So, wow, big news, right? You know, in the last couple months, you've been doing music with your new, I don't know if it's a collaboration, a group, a crew. It's a few of you artists that already are established,
and
came together and formed this group called Phenom, which is spelled a little differently. For the people out there,
right.
I know it's F-A-N-O-M-M. But
right.
It's phenomenal, right?
Yeah, yeah. But the name actually means, what the name means is the F stands for, like what it basically means is fuck a name. Like,
break it down. Fuck a name.
Yeah.
Home.
Yeah, nah, because, you know, M-O-M, gnome is French for name. And we just add the additional M. So, yeah, so it actually means fucking name, because we were already, like, almost 10 songs in working on
and you didn't have a name.
Together, and we didn't have a name. And we spent so much time trying to figure out a name. We went through so many possible names, and I was just kind of laughing with the fellas one time. I was like, man, it'd be awesome if the name of our group could be fucking name. You know what I mean? So
is someone in the group French? I'm just curious.
Nah. I mean, between all of us, we all speak like a little bit, like a couple different languages, ranging from Dutch, Portuguese, and other things.
Wow.
But no one's French. But I just was trying to, I was playing around with the whole, like, different ways to say name other than, you know, like the English way. And, you know, that just worked. And so, yeah, man.
So who's in fucking name? No, who's in Phenom?
Right.
Now that I understand that. Who are the cast members?
Sounds awesome. Yeah, so it's me and then my man Jay Cash, who's actually the son of the late, great Jimmy Caster, for all the B-boys out there, you know, the classic Just Begun record. That was his pops, you know what I mean? So, and then... super producer, my man Chu-Fu. Man Chu-Fu, he's basically the producer for the group. He, like, has produced for Kanye West, Lady Gaga, Kings of Leon,
right.
You name
yeah,
it, this dude
I saw
has worked
his name
with.
On a lot of big artist records. I'm like, wow, Substantial.
Yeah,
got producing.
Rihanna's Rated R record or whatever, the remix version, the official remix version of that jam put out, he did the entire thing. So,
nice.
I mean,
nice.
Yeah, man. Yeah, so.
And what does Jay Cass do? Because you rap, Chu-Fu produces. You didn't really talk about Jay Cass.
Yeah, with Jay Cass,
he raps,
he raps and sings. He mainly sings on most of the stuff, but he also rhymes as well. You know, and then, you know, there's other elements we add to it as well. Chu-Fu, is a class, you know, jazz musician. He plays saxophone. And then also Jay Cash is, you know, he's a bit of a rocker as well, so he plays guitar. So it's a lot of different things that everybody adds to it, man. And
have you guys performed any of the material yet?
Yeah, we have. We debuted, the first time we performed any of the material was in, we went to Istanbul, Turkey, back in March, and did this the Miller Music Fest out there. So, and Chu-Fu was the headliner, and we were rocking with him.
And that was when we debuted Phenom and our music. And then and then we also performed some of the music as well earlier this month in China when we went to Shanghai for the
Bentley,
event.
Did you guys rock out on instruments and stuff during these shows, or is it mostly a DJ and an MC?
It's a DJ and an MC setup. So, like, Chufu, you know, besides being, an awesome producer, one of the dopest things about Chufu is he only spins his music. So, like, he'll go to a venue and get booked to do, like, an hour and a half or a two-hour DJ set. And everything that he plays is all either remixes he's done or, as he calls it, refixes. Matter of fact, if you hear anybody say remix, he's the one who coined that term.
That's true.
So he basically only plays remixes / refixes that he's done or original music he's done. So it's pretty awesome to see someone
that's
like,
crazy, and
you
know, he's still playing hit records by big artists, Kanye, Lady Gaga. He's still throwing on joints, but this is my track, you know what I mean?
Right, yeah, this is my version of their joint. And that's how the whole refixing thing came about, where he was basically like, what's a great way to make people pay attention to you? Oh, let me put out your record and say, here's a refix. I fixed your record for you. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
And then people just bought into it. Man.
If people like it. I mean, if people didn't like it, they'd be like, nah, dude, that's whack, man. They'd be mad. He ain't fixed nothing. Get out of here. But obviously people are embracing it. They like the track, so it's all good. Let me give them a little demonstration. This is a joint, Sweet Dreams. Is this a cover? Because I heard it.
Yeah, and it's an official cover.
Is it the original Sweet Dreams, you know, artist singing on this, or did you have a remake?
Part of there's elements of the original track in there, but it's not like, you know, we just jacked it. It's actually
official,
like, cleared.
It's
official, like the sample's cleared.
Not a mixtape. You know what I mean? Check this out. We'll come back. We'll talk about working with Bootsy Collins, because now you got a new single out with Bootsy Collins. But check this one out, Sweet Dreams, Phenom, Chufu, J-Cass, and Substantial. And we'll be back and we'll talk some more with Substantial on MCMI.
Hey. Yeah. We want real freedom, money, bro. The opposite of the crummy hoe. Infinite food supply. Who that knows to do or die? Clothes on my back, thick flows for my rap. But look who sold in the cold. Put my home on the map. Platinum and gold are the facts that occupy my dream world. Of course, I haven't forgot that I already got my dream girl. Mine's a nice and riding with the beautiful homes you reside in. Trying to provide for my kid with my pen and top notch rhyming. Feel me?
Keep your head up, moving up. Hold your head up, moving up. Keep your head up, moving up. Hold your head up, moving up. Keep your head up, moving up. Hold your head up.
Let's go.
Sweet dreams come here, baby. Who am I?
Land on every continent, including Antarctica. Supreme legal team, and only celebrate Hanukkah. I wanna own the stars, the Mars like Veronica. Beach under these bars, if you're hard, you monitor. My great great brand, won't need to make cake, man. If I get a great plan, then they gon' be straight, fam. So that's what the mission is. Got plenty of initiative, y'all wish it did. We'll be infamous for the dishes. Still people left in the LA history, as you did.
Need Spanish fly, all so hard to the end of time. Live the boss, like a game. Sit front row with the rich and mean. Killer kicks, drop top. Holla chicks who drop top. Long stacks, platinum flats. She buys a Cadillac.
Keep your head up, move it up. Hold your head up, move it up. Keep your head up, move it up.
We're back with Substantial from the supergroup Phenom.
Yes,
that was Sweet Dreams. When did that single drop?
Just
recently, wasn't it?
Yeah, it wasn't too long ago. Today we actually just released it as a free promo, but we did a cold release of that and the other single, want to say like maybe 2 months back or something like that. So,
cool.
Yeah, man, it's been out for a hot minute, not too long.
Got to plug the site real quick. If you guys want to see the visuals, the covers for these singles, and see what Phenom looks like, and if you haven't seen Substantial since he had dreads over 6 months ago, go to mcmireport.com, and it's the top blog right now. You also can download that song for free. I don't know how much longer, but it's up there with a free download right now. If you want to support and cop an EP, there's a link to iTunes also on there, mcmireport.com. Go check it out.
Yeah.
Now, you just put out some press about this new song, Number One Spot.
Right.
And it says featuring Bootsy Collins. Okay,
yes,
so you're going to tell us how that came about, but my first impression was, all right, so that's cool. They got somehow they had a connection, or maybe he shipped them his vocals, or whatever reason they managed to work with this funk legend. You know, that's dope, but how much is he really going to support the project? Is he going to be in the video or whatever? So then I go on YouTube. In the beginning of the video, it's not an actual video for the song. It's a video of Bootsy Collins sitting in the chair with his guitar, with all his paraphernalia, saying, hey, baby, what's good? Check out this group, Phenom. You know what I mean? Like, he's introducing y'all, so he's really supporting y'all. I was like, that's crazy right there. But tell us quick how the song came about. You got about 2 minutes, and then I'm going to play the joint, and we're going to wrap it up for this week. But let them know what's good with that single, Number One Spot.
Well, you know, Chufu obviously has been doing a lot of work for different artists all throughout the industry, from like up-and-coming artists to legends. And at some point in time, him and Bootsy crossed paths. We're talking about doing some work together. They ended up doing some joints. Initially, Chufu had sent me the beat with it was just Jay Cass vocals with the hook already in place. I added my vocals to it. He hits me back like, hey, bro, you know, I've been building with Bootsy and stuff. I let Bootsy hear what we had so far. He loved it and offered to get on the joint. And so he got on there, added some additional vocals, played bass on the record. Just mind-blowing. Like, anybody who's, like, a fan of James Brown, Parliament, you know what I mean? You're clearly a fan of Bootsy.
Bootsy, exactly.
You know his work. Right, so I mean, this is a huge
honor to
work with.
If you're a fan of like a lot of old groups, Pete Rock, EPMD, like any group that sampled Bootsy Collins, Snoop Dogg, you know what I mean? You're a fan of Bootsy Collins, whether you know it or not.
Yeah. So yeah, man, it's been kind of unreal, man. You know, he showed us a lot of love, and I actually was like right when we got back from China, he was in town, I think in NY. And invited us all to the show. I couldn't make it because I was already back in Maryland, but he literally brought the rest of my group on stage at B.B. King's, introduced them, telling everybody, you know, look out for us. Like, just ridiculous love, man. And Chu just sent me more joints, so we're about to do two other joints with him too, man. So, like, just it's crazy.
That's really great. This is great, man. Yeah. Every story you tell me, I got back from China, and we were in, you know, Japan and Spain and this and that. It's like a roller coaster ride, man. I'm really happy for you.
Yeah.
I'm really glad that Bootsy Collins is not one of those artists who were around before hip-hop, who then when hip-hop samples, they get an attitude, and they're like, oh, that's not music. You know, he's like, he embraces you know, an MC and new music and new forms and stuff. That, you know, if he likes it, I guess that's the measuring stick right there. Either like it or not.
Yeah.
But let me play this joint, and I'm not really sure how much time we have left on the show because my on-air clock keeps flashing back and forth between 3 minutes and 6 minutes. Like, it can't decide. I'm being real with the audience right now. That's the technology we're using, but we definitely have enough time to rock this Phenom featuring Bootsy Collins single Number One Spot. Just let them know where they can find you on Twitter, because it's not substantial.
Yeah. Nah, it's Substizzle, Substizzle, and hit me up on Facebook as well, facebook.com/substantialmusic. Last thing I just wanted to say, man, thank everybody for listening. Shout out to UG and the rest of the play.
All y'all, man, love y'all. And yo, just stay tuned. I know it's a lot of records. Y'all just got hit with a lot of music, but my new solo album is done and should be dropping like before the summer's out. It's called Home Is Where the Art Is. So stay tuned for that.
Exactly. I'm waiting for that for a minute. Cool.
Yeah,
so it's
man.
Been great having you, Substantial, and we'll definitely have you back again when that album is going to drop. But right now, everybody run out and check out, or go online, however you do it. Check out Phenom, F-A-N-O-M-M. And this is a single featuring Bootsy Collins, number one spot, MCMI Radio.
GMS.
Numero uno, Ichiban. You know this your favorite song. You know this your favorite song. You know this your favorite song. Numero uno, Ichiban.
The name is Butsubin, and it is my pleasure to introduce to you for the very first time a phenomenal group called Phenom.
Space pimping, you love dripping, you
body's dipping.
Like moon boots, look at them kicks. Got more than a house beat. I'm a jungle brother, girl, a house shoe for your house meat. But I'm loud, show me ask a lot. Master, Casper, astronaut. Master, blaster, at the top. Passing trap for slack to stop. For the after shot. Crown on tilt while I grab my crotch. But I can't slash a lot. Got them sounding like snap crack with pop. Numero uno, Ichiban. You know this your favorite song.
Oh, yeah.
Your face, don't sing along. Body game poppin' till we get on. First, your ass is last. Do you have to ask? If so, then you're probably tipping. This serve, this serve, back, not fiction. Get familiar. Got you popping and locking and rocking. I'm stopped, so this might kill ya. This shit here, bruh, is the reason you're even deleting the rest of just interior.
Oh, yeah. I'm a dance burglar, baby. I make a living. Stealing. You better watch out, girl. I might take yours. Face pimping, club tripping, body's dipping.
Favorite song, you know this your favorite song, you know this your favorite song. Numero uno, Ichiban, you know this your favorite song.
MCMI Radio, check us out next week, Friday nights at 9 o'clock, from 9 to 10, and also visit us at MCMIReport.com. This is GMS signing off, MCMI Radio.
GMS.